Local water systems are aging, just like the rest of the nation's infrastructure. Climate change is bringing more threats, and coastal communities are the most vulnerable. It takes miles of pipes and infrastructure to provide them with fresh water. Tegan Wendland reports as part of our week-long series on Louisiana's groundwater with the Investigative Reporting Workshop.
Last August, thousands of people evacuated when Hurricane Laura made landfall in southwestern Louisiana. After the winds passed and the stormwater receded, residents came back to clean up the mess. Spencer and Carol Owens nailed tarps over their roof after the storm in the tiny unincorporated town of Holly Beach, way down on the coast, south of Lake Charles.
Well, showering with a bottle of water is not easy.
Did she hold it for you?
No, it's just shaking on top of your head type thing, you know.
In order to live this far south on the coast, fresh water has to be pumped from an underground reservoir more than 20 miles from the north. Just up the road, Rhonda Morrison checks out the progress, getting the water back online for the Owens. That ended up taking 99 days.
We have the water storage here, and our water tower once stood here.
Morrison is an administrator with Cameron Parish Waterworks District 10.
The winds knocked it down, which is a first for us.
Construction workers haul away the remnants of the water tower. They'll rebuild it better than before, this time to withstand even stronger winds and hurricanes. It's the price you pay to deliver fresh water to the coast.
I mean, I don't think you'll ever be totally safe from hurricanes. This is just where we are. This is the life we choose to live. You know, people have tornadoes and stuff, and we have hurricanes.
After each storm, the parish works to rebuild. And as the planet heats up, storms will continue to knock out infrastructure, and floods will keep overwhelming sewers. Is Cameron Waterworks 10 planning for that?
We're not really discussing climate change. Down here, it doesn't really affect us. It stays hot year-round. We don't hardly have winters at all.
The evidence in Cameron Parish is pretty clear. More storms, more flooding, rising seas, higher temperatures. Across the nation, water infrastructure is aging, and scientists and engineers say those problems will be compounded by climate change. The American Society of Civil Engineers gave Louisiana's drinking water infrastructure a D+ in 2017, saying it's poor and crumbling and calling it critical for the state to invest more. Robert Twilley co-authored a report warning of these threats nearly 20 years ago.
We don't think in the future well enough to protect our natural resources. You know, we're talking about the tax revenues we're going to put on the next generation to cover for bad decisions that we make now for our natural resources. And we just do this over and over and over again.
He says aging infrastructure could be an opportunity to rebuild smarter, to turn to surface water, which is more sustainable than groundwater.
We're a state that can lead in this kind of discussion because we're not talking about hypotheticals here.
Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, a bad drought in 2000, Louisiana should know by now how to manage water problems. Scott Hemmerling works at the Water Institute of the Gulf. He conducted a whole study on water sustainability.
Okay, we have a problem that we need to solve, and I think that's the first issue, and I don't think we see this as a statewide issue at this time. I think right now it's kind of seen as a local issue.
Saltwater intrusion in Baton Rouge, for example, or hurricanes in Cameron Parish. He says if the state wants to ensure that future generations have groundwater to drink, we need a water commission or water code to make rules about who takes water from where and how much they pay for it. In Holly Beach, meantime,
we'll do better next time. You know, the board will figure something out. The engineers will figure something out that'll withstand the winds if we ever have a Cat 4.5, almost 5 come in again.
If scientists are right, chances are they will. In Holly Beach, I'm Tegan Wendland.